Well, immediately, I think it's appalling that at this stage, 7.5, 8 weeks down the line, we still have a boiled water notice. You know, it's just so unfair to all the people, particularly in that area, that, you know, elderly people, people that are sick, people that have children, young children. It's just, you know, I can't get my head around why at this stage that more effort and more work hasn't been done by Irish Water to get this problem alleviated. You know, we've been on to them on a number of occasions. I've asked them to come back to me with the exact parameters around what's in the water, the levels of what's in the water, and as to why that we still, 8 weeks nearly down the line, are still in a situation where we have a boiled water notice. And nothing to tell us how long is this going to last. Is it going to be another 8 weeks? Is it going to be 2 weeks? We don't have any indication as to how long this is going to last. And it's just totally unacceptable for the people now at this stage.
And previous issues with water in Buncrana earlier in this year, there was a lack of engagement with political representatives. This is what's happening here again, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're going to have to move to a different level here now over the next week or so. It's, you know, something that I'm looking at. I think we need to have a public meeting. I think we need to pull this together. We need to pull the people together. We need to do something like we did in Clonmany and other areas, to put some pressure on Irish Water to move on the situation that we're having here in Kildaff. Because not alone have we got a situation with boiling notice, we have a situation where there have been outages all over last weekend. We have a situation where there's been a number of outages in the Kildaff area over the last period of time. So I think we need representatives from Irish Water to come down to Kildaff, that particular area, Kildaff, Karamina, Lakimi, that the Glen, that whole area that this affects, and explain to us exactly what has happened and the timelines around how long it's going to take to get this sorted. And that's something that I will be asking Irish Water for this weekend. I'm going to write to them and ask them, would they come to a meeting in the Kildaff area and meet us face to face and explain to us exactly what the problem is.
And I was speaking with Councillor McClafferty earlier today, and his frustration around Gola Island's boil water notice, it seems to be a county-wide problem for this. Should it be a county-wide response in the plenary meetings?
It needs to be a county-wide response, but the problem is now that when we do take these things to our own council meetings and to Lifford or wherever we may take it, it's, you know, just fired back to that needs to go to Irish Water, and Irish Water needs to make a response, where the local authority doesn't have any engagement or any responsibility anymore in relation to situations like this with water. And I think, you know, that has been damaging. That's something that I think has been a backward step. I think our local authorities still should have had, you know, some engagement and some input. That seems to have lost its way, and it seems to be, you know, it's just Irish Water only now. And I think, as I say, that's not the right direction that we should be going in, but it's the direction of what has happened over the last number of years. But I think that Irish Water, as a body, needs to be a lot more forefront when it comes to these issues, particularly with ourselves as public representatives, and particularly with the community that this affects most of all.